Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please.
Well, hello to all our listeners. It's my privilege to welcome you to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris, and this is our first radio talk show of its kind devoted to tick-borne illnesses. As a recovery of a grueling 10-year healing journey, 5 years misdiagnosed, I vividly know the confusion, despair, and loss so many people experience from Lyme disease. And our guests are here to help us amend the misunderstanding around tick-borne illness and to educate us. Personally, I'm here to create dialogue and to promote change and to offer you inspiration for recovery. Limelight Radio has its phone lines open for us for call-ins and comments, and we want to hear from you. And today, our debut broadcast, very exciting, I'm delighted to interview an amazing woman who is devoted to the Lyme disease dilemma. And our guest today, a dear friend of mine, is Mara Williams, one of America's leading experts on tick-borne disease, specifically Lyme disease. A healthcare provider of over 30 years, Mara is a board-certified nurse practitioner and energetic healer, a sought-after speaker, and the author of Nature's Dirty Needle, What You Need to Know About Chronic Lyme Disease and How to Get the Help to Feel Better. Mara is the founder of Inanna House, a holistic healing center specializing in treatment and rehabilitation from tick-borne diseases, now in development in Sonoma, California. Mara holds a Master's of Science in Nursing from University of California, San Francisco. She's currently an integrative practice which focuses on the four aspects of tick-borne diseases: prevention, diagnosis, treatment, and rehabilitation and healing. Recognized for her expertise in tick-borne disease using both Eastern and Western medicine, Mara is well-versed in the most widely recognized healing modalities, including functional and nutritional medicine, pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, conventional medicines, including antibiotics, and many other less-known yet highly effective healing methods from around the world. Besides being a healthcare provider, Mara's personal experience with tick-borne disease includes the care of her daughter, who is presently struggling with chronic Lyme disease after having gone undiagnosed for over 20 years. Mara lives with her husband in Northern California. And it is with great fanfare, Limelight Radio introduces to you the wonderful Mara Williams. Welcome, Mara.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so good to be here. I'm so excited for this show.
It's really a wonderful opportunity for all of us, for the world at large to learn more about tick-borne illness and for the Lyme community to feel support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm just excited. I think the venue is really going to get a lot more awareness around these issues than anything we've tried to do before. So good for you.
Thank you so much. I'm really honored to have been asked to take on this role as a radio host, to host Limelight Radio. Dr. Pat Bocelli and in Seattle, with her big network, the Dr. Pat Show, she was the brainchild and helped me create this wonderful program, and we're broadcast, as we all know, on Transformation Talk Radio, and people can listen to us on AM. 1230 AM is the call station in southern New England, and of course online. So Mara, let's get talking here. I want to learn more from you and about your work, and I think my first question to ask you is, when did you first learn about Lyme disease?
You know, I was trying to remember that. I think it was around 2008. I was working for an integrative practitioner doing normal chronic illness, and I say normal out of the Lyme paradigm, and learning about nutritional medicine and how to apply nutrients to chronic illness rather than using the pharmaceuticals that have so many terrible side effects. And one day she walked in the office and said, "We're going to learn about Lyme disease," and she got involved and because her daughter was diagnosed with it. So she went off and did some training with a couple of the Lyme literate doctors in our area and came back and just threw our entire practice into treating Lyme disease. And so it was sort of a sink or swim kind of experience for me. I watched ILAD's PowerPoints and took copious notes and asked a lot of questions. And then I was fortunate to find work at Gordon Medical in North Santa Rosa, which is, it was like going from kindergarten to grad school. We treat the most sensitive of the sensitive people with these conditions. And I was able to mentor and intern with some of the best practitioners in the world for about 6 months before I really started off on my own. I feel like I went back to school all over again and learned to apply what I already knew to some very complex problems. So it's been it's a work in progress, and every day there's something new to learn, so it's pretty exciting.
Really remarkable, because you are out in California, and I think listeners should be aware of that, that so many people think, oh, Lyme disease is an East Coast illness, and particularly Northeast, but you are out in the Sonoma Valley area, and you all are riddled out there, aren't you?
Riddled. As much so as the East Coast. I would say the primary difference is that you can go for a hike on the East Coast and come back with 30 or 40 ticks, and we'd go out and maybe come back with three or four. I think the number of ticks in the East, in Northeast, is just it's incredible. It's in the environment completely out of whack, I think. But yes, it's really bad here. And one of our problems is that the doctors here, so many of them refuse to even acknowledge that Lyme is here, and so they'll tell people, unless you've been on the East Coast, you can't possibly have Lyme disease. So they're just immediately denying care to anybody that comes to them with any symptoms at all. And that's a real dilemma for California and the West Coast. And I think the Midwest, too. I think it's a problem there as well. So yes, we're fighting an uphill battle here to get regular health care to take a look at this. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what one of my questions I'm thinking as we're speaking. So does California itself, their Infectious Disease Society, are they recognizing the illness at all at a state level or no?
No. You talk to people, like, for example, the letters I've written to the local hospital because of my personal experiences, I get letters back saying, until it changes, we follow the IDSA guidelines in the treatment of Lyme disease. End of story. And there's no going anywhere other than that. And we are protected, however, here. We can work with long-term antibiotics or other treatments without being persecuted for it, unlike a lot of states.
Uh-huh. So at least you've got that positive piece of the equation.
Yes, definitely. Yes. And our naturopathic physicians in California are licensed, so their scope of practice is greater than, say, New York State, where they're not. And it really adds another plus to what we can do here. the knowledge base that we have and how they can practice. It's really great.
Yeah, and integrate more in. However, for people maybe that are new to some of this thought process around what the Infectious Disease Society of America classifies Lyme disease as, that why don't you share with us what their classification of Lyme disease is, which is what the average American physician, whether it's California or Iowa or Georgia or et cetera, what they look at and what they consider Lyme disease.
Yes, and that actually we can take that internationally because most westernized industrialized countries follow our IDSA guidelines. Mm. So they say Lyme is hard to catch and easy to treat, easy to diagnose, and if it's missed initially, the body can take care of it without any treatment. If you do get a bullseye rash, which the percentages are like all over the place, from only 15% of the people all the way up to 65% of the people get a bullseye rash. The other camp says that the rash is a diagnostic for Lyme disease. If you get a bullseye rash, you have Lyme disease. And the thought is that you've probably been exposed to it before that bullseye rash. So I look at that bullseye rash as an activation of disease regardless of when it happens. The IDSA guidelines say you have to have the bullseye rash, and if you have the bullseye rash, then you might get 2 to 3 days, at the most 4 weeks, of one antibiotic, usually doxycycline, and they only give 100 milligrams twice a day, whereas we will give 200 milligrams twice a day. And there are some doctors out there that give more than that. But 200 milligrams twice a day, and we will treat for 6 to 8 weeks.
You'll treat much more thoroughly.
With no symptoms.
With no symptoms.
Just the rash.
Right,
or even
right.
just a tick bite. If I have somebody come to me for an acute tick bite, and I want to talk about this a little bit later with one of your other questions, I'll treat them for 6 to 8 weeks with one antibiotic.
Okay. Mara, we're going to have to take a station break
for
commercial, but let's come back and finish this part of the discussion because I think it's very informative for people to understand this struggle that they have when they go to their doctor.
Yes.
So we'll continue when we come back.
Okay.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hello there, this is Katina Mackworth. We are back with Limelight Radio and our wonderful guest today, Mara Williams. And we were talking about diagnosing Lyme disease and how difficult it is in certain areas of the country where doctors are unaware of Lyme disease symptoms and proper testing and even the diagnostic guidelines. So let's continue on this vein, Mara, of you know, where people are struggling, where they maybe feel ill, they might have flu-like symptoms, they've had headaches for weeks, they're exhausted, their brain is fuzzy, they go to the doctor, and either they run a Lyme test or they don't, right?
Well, yes, and the sad thing is that in most instances, except maybe in the Northeast, it's not even included in the differential diagnosis that providers are thinking of when they're listening to the patient talk about these symptoms. So if they run a test, they're going to run what's called the ELISA antibody test. And about 75% of the people come back false negative. So you can still have Lyme disease. Virginia State just passed a law that says that their providers have to tell patients that that doesn't mean they don't have Lyme disease if that test comes back negative. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. The next test they'll do, if that comes back positive, is called a Western blot. And they look at different bands. And there are some bands that are very specific for Lyme disease. And unfortunately, the two larger labs in the country, Quest and LabCorp, don't run all the Lyme-specific bands. And so even then, you're going to probably come back with a false negative. The best thing you can do is get someone to, well, the best thing anybody can do is go to somebody who's Lyme literate. They need to go on websites like ilads.org or lymedisease.org and find a Lyme literate provider in their area so that they can get adequate treatment as quickly as possible. The key with Lyme disease is the quicker you're treated, the easier it is to get you better.
Yeah.
So it's really, really important.
Yeah, the quicker we get it, while it's still active in the bloodstream and it hasn't migrated into tissues and organs and glands, the better people have for a quick chance of recovery. So with this in mind, I have a question that I'm thinking to ask you, because you've had a lot of experience now. You've treated so many people out there, and it really is your specialty. What is the most important thing about the Lyme disease situation that you would like to change?
Well, I would like all providers to be completely educated on what to do when someone comes to them and says, I just pulled a tick out of my body. Mm-hmm. It's that acute moment. If the minute you get a tick bite and making sure you pull it straight out, you don't pinch the abdomen of the tick, you get its head out and clean the site immediately, you get to somebody who understands this problem so you can get the 6 weeks to 8 weeks of antibiotics. Interestingly, in my practice, I've had a lot of people come to me for acute tick bites, and I've done this. And a month after I have them on antibiotics, I will send to Igenix Lab in Palo Alto, which is for the Western blot test that I just described. Pretty decent test to run. It costs about $200. If a person is Medicare, they take Medicare assignment. But it confuses, it lists all of the line-specific bands on both different aspects of the Western blot test. And so a month after I put them on the antibiotic, I run that test, and I will pick up maybe one positive Lyme band, and I will continue treat, because to me that means that tick had Lyme, and they were exposed to Lyme. Also, some people will actually have a little bit of a response to the antibiotic about a week into it, where they'll feel flu-y even if they didn't initially, or their joints might ache, or they might get really tired. And again, that tells me they were exposed to Lyme. So I will treat a little bit longer than the 6 weeks. I will definitely go to 8 weeks and maybe longer, and maybe throw in a couple of herbs as well as the antibiotic, just to make sure we get it.
Yeah, so you're going under the assumption when someone has a tick bite on them that this illness is so treacherous and you run such a risk of really, you know, full life catastrophe that you would rather treat with an antibiotic that's not a dangerous antibiotic, but you'd rather just get in there and treat and then, as you said, follow up in a month later with testing rather than just wait. Like a lot of doctors say, oh, well, let's just wait and see if you have symptoms or you get a bullseye or they, you know, they say that kind of thing, or we'll just give you one or two doses of doxycycline and we'll see. You don't like that wait-and-see approach, Mara.
Not at all. It's no. The minute you get a tick bite, you go on antibiotics and you prevent. It is the only way we can prevent chronic long-term illness at this point.
In
our toolbox.
It's a crisis. It's like being, you know, exposed to HIV or malaria. You got to jump on it.
Right.
It's worse.
It's worse.
And do you also, along those lines, what if someone does not have a tick on them, but they don't feel well and they have these, you know, this panoply of, you know, vague symptomology? Will you then run the Igenics?
It depends on what those vague symptoms are for that person and how long they've had them. The longer that they have been unwell, the more cautious I am about what I want to do, because if somebody's gone undiagnosed for a long, long time and you give them an oral antibiotic, it can tip them over the other way and make them sicker. So I don't want to do that. I want to figure out what the co-infections are that we're dealing with, because at that point we have to consider co-infections and look at which one is screaming the loudest. And whichever one is for me, it's like peeling an onion back. It's like, okay, let's take a look at this. Let's see what we can do about this particular co-infection first. You know, it becomes very complex at that point. If somebody's only had flu-like symptoms for 2 weeks or a month, I'll immediately start them on antibiotics, and I won't think twice about it.
Right.
It really matters how long they haven't felt well.
Right, but if you get someone in there that's 5 years, like I was, so devastatingly ill and bedridden, you're going to examine this whole case and really, as you said, peel the onion. Is it Bartonella?
Yes.
Is it Babesia? Is it the Lyme?
Yes.
Which one's the worst of the culprits? And also, what are the major depletions and damage that have been created?
Well, exactly. That's the other aspect of this at that point. You have to support the immune system. You have to rebuild that immune system so it begins to function normally again. The sicker somebody gets, the longer they go undiagnosed, the more unstable their internal systems are. So hormonal systems go haywire. So I'm actually treating young people in their 20s and 30s, with hormones, because women are in menopause at the age of 25 because of what the infections have done to their hormonal system. People need to be on thyroid. They need to have their adrenals addressed. All of these things need to be balanced. You need to look at the liver and the detox pathways. You have to look at the autonomic nervous system and see how hypersensitive it is at that point. And there's so many things to consider.
Right.
So if somebody's gone undiagnosed for a long time, I might not even start treating them for the bugs.
Exactly.
I might work on the immune system and work on getting their hormones balanced and get their internal terrain, if you will, their intestinal tract, everything working again, and then address the infections.
Yeah,
because then they have a fighting chance to get better.
Right, yeah. Because, yeah, that's the approach that worked for me, and I understand exactly what you're saying, is that in order to deal with the infection, you need your bodily systems to be able to detoxify properly, to, as you said, immune function, to be able to handle the treatments, and, you know, as you said, hormones and thyroid, et cetera, if those are also weak, if you try to go in there with heavy antibiotics or heavy herbs, your body might not handle it so well.
No, they won't handle it. It'll flip out. It makes somebody sicker, and we can really knock them into a bedridden status and make it really, really, really challenging to help them get back.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you have to start all over again, just
right.
from ground zero.
And this is one of, you know, my big messages with this illness. I believe it is the epidemic illness of our era that's asking us to unite the two hands of healthcare. It's saying, let's get the diagnostics and pharmaceuticals of Western medicine in hand with the supportive therapeutics of natural medicine for their restorative work, because two hands working together are better than one.
Absolutely.
Aren't they?
You cannot get well with conventional allopathic medicine alone unless it's an acute, immediate tick bite. And
right.
even then, I will give them a liver support, I will put them on a probiotic, and I will include some kind of binder like a clay to grab some of the die-off and toxin that the bacteria produce as they die. So there's even integrative play right from the get-go.
That's,
you know,
fantastic.
Even with an acute tick bite. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You've got
you've got a really great approach going. I know Gordon Medical is so highly respected for its understanding and work with Lyme disease, and there's some other good centers and clinics around the country too, and we need more and more. Listen, we're going
yes.
to another station break. Time for our sponsors, and then when we come back, let's talk about your book and let's talk about Anana
okay.
House.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back in a minute, folks.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris, and I am here with our terrific guest today, Mara Williams. She is the author of Nature's Dirty Needle and a very experienced practitioner who's worked closely with many, many Lyme disease cases and tick-borne illnesses out in the West Coast. So, Mara, let's talk about your book. You wrote this wonderful book that I'm so fond of. I have it in my office. And I know it's a great help to folks curious and wondering and also struggling with a Lyme disease and tick-borne illness. So tell us about Nature's Dirty Needle and how you even got about writing it.
I started thinking about writing this book because of my own personal experience with the healthcare system when I was trying to get my daughter help. She went through a period because she received oral antibiotics and couldn't cope with them. I think it really was the thing that triggered her. We had to be in the emergency room 17 times in the first year of her horrific part of her illness, which was 3 years ago, for she couldn't stop throwing up, and she was dehydrated, and she was in agony. And about the seventh visit, you know, they're looking at us going, "You're interfering in her care. She needs a psychiatrist. This is all in her head." And I'm sitting there incredulous going, "Excuse me? How can you even say this?" You know, and it was so appalling to me because being a nurse practitioner, being in the healthcare system for over 30 years, I expected to be treated like a colleague. You know, I have this wealth of knowledge, and can we just talk about this intelligently? And they would absolutely spin out. They're mostly young, new physicians who become hospitalists and ER physicians, and they wouldn't even consider the idea that Lyme was in the area, let alone treat it. And it was a very frustrating experience. I finally got a PICC line put into her, and I took her home, and she's since that day had IV fluids every single night, and we are symptom managing those symptoms when they come up, which is not as frequent as it was. But it really compelled me to write this book. It's like people need to know that they're not alone and that these symptoms are not in their head and they're not crazy and they're really ill and they need help. And too many of them over the long term get misdiagnosed with things like multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis or Parkinson's or even ALS, which is a life sentence. I mean, it's a terminal illness. And so many people who have been diagnosed with ALS and have been treated for Lyme have gotten better. So I wanted people to realize that there was another way of approaching this and that maybe what was going on with them was something that nobody had looked at before and how to go find that help to get somewhere where they could get that help. And
good
that's why
you,
I wrote
Mara.
Nature's Dirty Needle.
That's fantastic. I know what your daughter has gone through and having met her, and it's just, it's the poor soul. She's gone through one of the most horrific Lyme disease stories, and there's unfortunately hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people in similar straits. And Nature's Dirty Needle is such a very comfortable book for people to read because you've kept it at a nice size. You know, you break it down into really logical discussion on the co-infections, and, you know, you have those nice case studies in there, so people really can relate. I think, you know, when you see someone else that's got a symptom picture similar to yours, you're thinking, oh, my God, I haven't been imagining this. And look, I read this in Mara's book, and this person's getting well, and I don't have to be at home, you know, so confused and scared. So A Nature's Dirty Needle really is a handhold of comfort for everyone and struggling. I really appreciate the work you did with it, Mara.
Thank you. I think the other reason I wrote it was because, and I still see this, unfortunately, in my practice a lot, where a parent or a sibling or a spouse will look at this person who is so sick and not understand and not believe them because that other healthcare system has told them they need a psychiatrist and it's all in their head, and because all their tests come up negative. And for me, it's a good book for someone who doesn't believe to read, because of, especially I think because of the stories, because the stories are something that people experience. I've actually had people tell me that they took the book to their doctors and the doctors read it, and a couple of them actually went to the Lyme disease conference last November in Boston to become a Lyme literate practitioner to help people in their community.
Yes,
and that's really exciting for me.
Totally exciting. And that's, you know, that's truly one of the things I tell people too when I'm out speaking, is one of the things I think that's important for the average citizen to do is to go to that ILADS website, ILADS, and
.org,
and print out the page about doctor training. And then take that page into your doctor's office and say, listen, I would like you to check this out. This is the organization that's teaching doctors about Lyme disease and tick-borne illness. And, you know, hey, grassroots effort. If you know, everyone just sort of takes something to the doctor, maybe 1 out of 10 might actually go for the training, you know?
Yes, and it's on the West Coast this year. So I'm really excited about that. It's in San Diego in October, and I'm really thrilled. I'm so hopeful we'll get some new people there.
Oh, yeah, that'll be really great. It's a wonderful conference. I went last year to the Boston one. It's just chock full of the most concerned and attuned healthcare practitioners really in this country and around the world that are recognizing tick-borne illnesses as really the epidemic of the modern century. We're facing, you know, a whole new dilemma here in modern times.
This group of infections is the thing I believe that will force a total upheaval and change in our current healthcare system. Because our current healthcare system does not look at the whole person. It piecemeals the person out into different specialties, and it tries to bring things down to its smallest common denominator and then go for that one piece. These infections require that you expand and that you look at everything, the spirit, the mind, the physicalness, everything. You can't leave one piece out. If somebody's going to get well, you have to address it all.
Yeah, and a lifestyle makeover in many situations, isn't it?
The longer you're sick, absolutely. It's like you. I use you as an example all the time about being impeccable, about following the diet, about taking the things you need to take, about the way you exercise, the way you live, everything about it. And I use you all the time, Katina.
Oh, well, that's great. I'm glad that I'm a role model, Mara.
Oh, you're a great role model. I'm starting to add a few things and rewrite my book a little bit. I'm going to add a few more chapters, one on detox and also one on acute tick treatment and a few others. And I've been gifted with several stories from around the world, which I'm going to include in the next edition. So
beautiful.
Just to bring home the fact that this is a worldwide issue.
Totally worldwide. I can vouch for that, too.
Yep.
I get emails from Norway. I get emails from Germany, Australia, Uruguay, Mexico. Everyone is suffering. The migratory birds are flying, you know, up and down their pathways. They arc over Greenland and into Europe.
Yep.
They get down to San Diego and South America. It's going global. And,
it is.
Limelight Radio, you know, on Skype can be heard around the world. So we're getting the message out. Listen, I want to talk about Anana House in a second, because I think we're going to be going to commercial break, because you have a beautiful vision and some remarkable work, and I think this is going to be a very powerful piece for the healing crisis and the future hope and recovery for people that are suffering with tick-borne illnesses. But as we get ready to go for station break, I do want to mention to all our listeners, there's a very special event this Sunday, August 18th, out on Martha's Vineyard. For those of you in the Northeast or anywhere that feel like coming out to Martha's Vineyard, we have a wonderful Lyme Awareness Day sponsored by Tick-Borne Disease Alliance out of New York City. They're really a great fundraising group that is trying to get as much money together as they possibly can for research on tick-borne illnesses so we can kind of crack the code and get better diagnosis. So we have a bike-a-thon for fundraising. I'm giving a Lyme disease two-hour presentation. There's a fundraising dinner that night with music and really wonderful speakers. And this young man, John Donnelly, is going to be biking across America as on a bike-a-thon journey to raise awareness and money for Lyme disease research. So August 18th, Bite Back for the Cure, for anybody that wants to take a ferry boat ride or an airplane ride out to Martha's Vineyard. It's going to be a beautiful day out there and loaded with folks of like mind wanting to help with Lyme disease and tick-borne illnesses. So that's a little promotion for that. We're going off to the station break, and we're going to come back again with Mara Williams, and we're going to learn about the wonderful Inanna House.
Baby, baby.
Interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Well,
Well, we're back to Limelight Radio, and I have to say they're giving us great music, aren't they, Mara?
Yes, I love it.
I love it. So this is our last segment, and before the show ends today, so I would love to share with our listeners your creation and vision that you're working on with Inanna House, because it's very special.
It is. It's been a dream of mine since before I even knew about Lyme disease. It's something that I've been holding a vision for since the early 90s. And I didn't know how it would take shape or where it would come from until I was sitting in the ER with my daughter. And then I realized what it was all about. And this is going to be a place for everyone. It isn't just going to be for people who can afford to pay. I think that's the critical key here. Because like for currently at Gordon Medical, we'll have people fly in, stay in a hotel or rent a house for 3 or 4 weeks and come in and get treatment every day. And this is going to be an inpatient, so they'll actually have their own room, own private room, in a retreat-like setting with a clean environment in terms of no EMF in the rooms, pool water that's actually fed by natural growth rather than chemicals, just a whole different way of approaching a sustainable, clean environment so people can handle the environment when they're there, basically, that it will support them rather than hurt them. And we will have a kitchen. We will grow our own food. We will have, our own kitchen. We're going to have a residency program for people that want to come and learn about Lyme disease and learn to practice and treat people with Lyme disease. And when I say Lyme disease, I mean all of the infections, not just a Borrelia. And we're also going to be collecting clinical data based upon what we come up with at Inanna House for each person. And each person's care is going to be individualized. This is something we didn't really talk about yet, Katina. Each person responds so uniquely to treatment. It really is quite amazing how different each person is. I will never know what's going to work for someone who comes and sits in front of me, even though they have the same symptoms, they have the same illnesses, how they respond to treatment is completely unique. So part of the time at Inanna House will be discerning what's going to work for each person and beginning that treatment there and creating a healthcare plan for them that they can take home and actually work with and get better.
That's fantastic. So fantastic because, I can recall in my sickest of times, and as you know, it was 2 years of bedridden status for me and complete dependency and needing all kinds of assistance and help and, neighbors and friends. And, it was impossible. I mean, I couldn't even get to the grocery store without help. If I could have gone to a facility like that for 2 months and just gotten on a great treatment program and not had to, piecemeal everything out all over the area, what a relief.
Yes. And the other piece of it is we just submitted our application to the IRS for a 501c3 charitable status. Our goal is to raise a whole lot of money for each house. I have big plans here. I want to build these everywhere around the world. But the first one in Sonoma, because that's where I live, to have an endowment so that we can fund people who have no resources left. There are too many people sick with these infections that don't have the money to get the care they need. And I just think that's obscene, really. Yeah. And I want Inanna House to be a place where people who have nothing can come and still get what they need to get better.
Yes. I mean, that is such a beautiful gesture. And, I mean, when you're so fractured and depleted and broken physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, you need to be held. And Inanna House will hold you. It'll hold you physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. That is such a beautiful model you've come up with.
Thank you.
I really respect it. And tell people how you got the name Inanna House.
Inanna, I've always been drawn. I'm an intuitive person, and I've always worked with that piece of myself. And Inanna was the Sumerian goddess of heaven and earth. And to me, she just stands for health, healing, hope, balance, beauty, all of the things that we all are inside and want to be inside. And feminine energy. I'm a woman. I'm into that feminine energy, and I think she's a perfect representation of all that I hope to accomplish with Inanna House. And I love our symbol, which is the outline of a woman with wings. And if you look up Inanna online, you will see all kinds of images of her. She has wings, she has lions at her feet, and a river running in front of her. And it just sums up everything about what we want to do, to carry away all of the disease, to carry away all of the negativity, and replace it with some real strong healing energy for people.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, you've got the wings of flight for journey. You've got the cleansing of the waters. You've got the power and force of the lion and nurturance and great, great symbolism there and energy to hold in the Inanna House vision. So tell people where they can go if they want to participate in some way with Inanna House, whether it's fundraising or being some kind of assistant to you in your process.
We are open to any kind of assistance here. I see Inanna House as a collective vision. I think everybody in the Lyme community, especially the strong, marvelous Lyme community, has had some kind of vision of something like this. I've received all kinds of emails and from all over the world already that I'm excited about that. Inanna House, Inanna House.org, or you can find us on Facebook.
Great.
You can also find Nature's Dirty Needle on Facebook.
That's great. Yeah, so you got to go to Facebook and friend both. You'll see that gorgeous Inanna House image there. And you can be part of things, help join in the process.
We've done a lot of things to generate interest. We do a Lyme Artist of the Month. So if anybody who's listening has some kind of art form that they participate in, we invite you to contact us so that we can feature you for a month, too.
That's terrific. I love it. Love it. One of the pieces I learned in my Lyme journey is that accessing your creative energy and bringing your creativity forth is such an important piece in the recovery process. I think this illness asks people to tap into their creative self, and it's kind of been glossed over or shoved down by, modern America, go, 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 achieve, achieve, achieve. So, yes, let's honor the artists.
And look at this. If somebody who's lying there and can't do anything can see some opportunity in that, I would ask people, what is your passion? Find your passion, because that passion will help you heal. And whatever that is and wherever that takes you, there are so many people that can't get out and work, but they can sit and they can communicate together online. There's an incredible Facebook Lyme community that I participate in. And people are amazing, and they find research that, they have, they're delving into all kinds of things. But one thing I would say is, what's your passion?
What's your passion?
Find your passion.
Yeah, what's your passion? And that was my final question to you, is what has Lyme disease taught you?
I think Lyme disease has enhanced things that I've been pursuing all my life, but primarily it's to honor the uniqueness in each person and to honor that, respect it, and work with it to help them move forward. I think it's the way I can step into their illness and impact them the most.
That's very true, Mara. And bless you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
For being such an intuitive, empowered, and wise healer. I know you are a very gifted person, and it's my privilege to have you as my friend and colleague. And
likewise.
And it's wonderful to have you on our first show.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
It's a delight. And we are archiving the show, listeners. So if you did miss it, you can go on to Transformation Talk Radio, and you'll be able to listen to today's show on archive. And, of course, share the link around with all your friends. And visit Mara's website and inannahouse.org. We did a lot of great work today, and I think we're off to a great start. And join me next week, Wednesday, the 21st. We're having Dr. Jeffrey Sullender on, clinical nutritionist who has specialized in Lyme disease care in terms of rebuilding all those depleted systems. So thank you, Mara.
Thank you.
So delighted to have you on. Wonderful show.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, Katina.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Off for a station break.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat, how many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation.